Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
One of the measures of Afghanistan's success as the NATO campaign heats up this summer is going to be the quality and reliability of Afghanistan's civilian institutions. Widely described as a corrupt government that is an obstacle to change and reform, Afghanistan will have to demonstrate to its own people that it can govern and protect its civilian population if it has any chance to defeat the Taliban, and its justice and prison system are part of those institutions. To that end, the BBC's Lise Doucette visited Afghanistan and spent some time at the Badambagh Women's Prison. First of all, good morning, Lise.
Good morning, John. Good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. How did you find this institution and people's sort of sense of whether it delivers justice or not?
Well, John, I went to see both the men's prison with the most notorious prison in Afghan history, a 30-year-old prison called Pali Charki, to see what's on the men's side. But then I also went to the women's prison, which is called Badambagh, which means the almond garden. It sounds beautiful. And in fact, it's a new prison just for women because they realized that women were actually being subjected to abuse inside prison walls when they were detained with the men. So the government of Afghanistan, working with the international community, took a step forward to say, right, we need better conditions for women. But John, you walk into that prison and you walk into an inscrutable world. You listen to the stories of the women and you think, why are they here? And even the prison director said to me, she said, you know, if there was justice in Afghanistan, 50% at least of these women would not be in prison.
Wow.
It's all the result of family or personal vendettas.
Well, let's listen to the voice of Mastura, who you met in that prison, talking about why she's here and her puzzlement about exactly what you've described.
I was 3 months pregnant. He said the child wasn't his and he kicked me out of our house. I had to go to my mother's home. My mother lodged a complaint against him, but the government locked me up. Every time I think about it, I cry, and I say to myself, what crime have I committed that I should be in prison?
Lise Doucette, you have a longer experience in Afghanistan than I do, certainly, but that sounds like a sort of Taliban sentence there, if I'm mistaken.
Well, Afghanistan, as you know, is a very conservative society, Taliban or not. The legal system is in pieces. The West has been trying to help them develop a more formal system, but there's great gaps in the legal system. So take this woman. She's been accused of adultery. It comes under then Sharia law. Mm-hmm. I met women in the prison who were accused of attempted adultery, trying to find an apartment on their own. Because this isn't properly defined in the legal system, when these women show up in court, there's a whole gray area which allows people, in effect, to draw their own conclusions, and the women end up where they are.
What impetus is there to reform this institution as part of a program to project that the civilian authorities in Afghanistan are credible?
There is a huge effort now to try to reform the legal system. I think the international community would recognize that justice is one area where they dropped the ball. They didn't know how to do it. They didn't put enough resources in. Now, there is a bigger effort, both on the part of the Afghan government, working with its foreign partners. But my impression is that there is still a long way to go because they're still not certain as to, you know, what kind of justice system do they want. Mm-hmm. Just take the most common accusation against the women is running away from the husband, running away from the family, running away from the home. Running away isn't defined in the legal system. So again, they go back to Sharia law. A lot of Islamic countries have Sharia law. That is their choice. But it does give vast rooms for interpretation.
Lise Doucette, BBC anchor and reporter just back from Afghanistan. We'll leave you with one voice of a woman in a prison.
My problem is that I was about to get engaged and the boy came to our house to ask me himself before sending his parents. A lady in my neighborhood saw us and called the police.